This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Tigers looking to snap a 9-game losing skid under a half moon as they take on the Royals in Kansas City. Game was scoreless in the fifth until Jacoby Jones digs in.
Romine at second, Presley at first, 1-1 pitch. Ground ball past Escobar into left field. Runner around third, going to try to score. Alex throw home is not quite in time. So the leadoff walk has turned into a run. And the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the Tiger batting order have combined to put Detroit in front 1-0. And another 3-2 pitch from Duffy. Here it is. There's a drive deep left. Back goes Alex to the wall. And it's off the fence about halfway up. Two runs are in. Another man going to try to score. Escobar's throw home is over the head of Butera. Castellanos, meanwhile, ends up at second base with a 3-run double. And now he is just one RBI shy of 100. Or hearing distance.
That too.
Swing and a miss at a pitch in the dirt. So Holiday, the catcher, has to throw to first to complete the strikeout. And Butera is out number one.
But for Houston, how much do they want to use their A starters and how much do they want to hold back? You know?
Chopper to third, and on the run is Romine, and throws out Cuthbert to retire the side, and the Royals go down 1-2-3. We have played 5, Detroit 4, and the Royals nothing. Green comes set at the belt, pitch to Cabrera. Double play ball maybe, second base, shortstop 1, first base 2. And with that one pitch, the game comes to a screeching halt.
Tigers pick up the 4-1 win, snapping that 9-game losing skid. Daniel Norris snaps a 4-start losing skid with 5 scoreless innings of 2-hit ball. The Royals host the Diamondbacks on Friday, while the Tigers face the Twins in Minnesota. The Royals were hoping to send the Tigers to a 10th consecutive loss on Thursday, but it was not to be, as the Tigers took down the Royals 4-1 to snap that 9-game losing skid. Here is Kansas City skipper Ned Yost.
Yeah, started fighting his command in the fifth a little bit. You know, I was hoping at that point he could limit the damage, get out of it with, you know, giving up 2. But just got 3-2 on Castellanos and elevated a pitch that he drove over Gordon's head. Nah, his pitch count was still, pretty manageable. Just fighting command a little bit that inning. A double and a homer, about the only offense. I mean, we got 5 hits. We didn't generate a whole lot of offense. And, Paulo with a couple extra base hits. It was a groin, his groin, it's been sore, it's been bothering him here for about the last 2 weeks, and, it just got a little worse tonight, so we'll see. McCarthy came in, gave us 2 1/3, I think, and Book gave us, an inning and a third, and Kel with a real nice ninth inning.
For the first time in 3 starts against the Tigers in 2017, Danny Duffy took a loss as Kansas City fell to Detroit 4-1, snapping the Tigers' 9-game losing skid. The Royals' left-hander spoke to the media after the game.
I just wasn't locating. I mean, I hold myself to the standard that, any walks is just, not acceptable. And I had 3 of them today, and one of them came back to bite me, So I wasn't locating very well in the fifth, and it's just the way it is.
Same kind of health of your arm right now, same kind of issues?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's battling it. You hear that every day, but, I'm excited to get this thing fixed and not deal with it next year. So, we had enough in the tank to obviously do pretty well through 4. I mean, I just didn't locate.
Fubila was just a little bit down.
Yeah.
Normal, so that's probably what you're
doing. I couldn't tell you. I was flooring it, I was doing everything I could to, get everything out of each pitch, and it just... Well, I didn't have my best stuff.
Danny, not to be overly emotional about this start, but was it out there on the mound, did you sense that, Hosmer and Moustakas, that, hey, this can be, one of your last games starting with them out there with you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a hard prospect to think about. It's, you know, something that we never would think that it's going to, you know, come to an end. So hopefully it doesn't, but these guys reserve every right. They've worked their butts off to, you know, test the market, and, you know, they've given everything they've had and then some, you know, for, you know, some of these guys for a decade to this city, this organization. So, you know, that I don't want that to go by the wayside, but it doesn't take away from the fact that if they do bounce, I'm going to miss them dearly, you know? So, obviously, you know, I think about things, I get sentimental about certain things, but, you know, just the way I am, it's in my DNA, and, you know, it's a tough thing to think about, but, you know, we've played our butts off for each other forever, and, you know, for our whole adult lives, some of us.
The Royals conclude the regular season this weekend when the Diamondbacks come to town for an interleague series.